This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We are back on a Wednesday, the WIP afternoon show. Almost got the day of the week wrong because we weren't here on Monday, but I got it right, so I'm feeling good. Ike, how you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm proud of you, big dog.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Brother Spike, doing good. It is a Wednesday. Never had a bad Wednesday in my life, except for when Jadeveon Clowney hit my guy in the back of the freaking head and no one did anything. But that's okay. I'm over that. Jackie Baseball, we continue to roll on. But I got to tell you, today's show may get a little uncomfortable. Because quite frankly, I don't like the perception that could be starting to build with us as a baseball club. And that's being soft. We need to do something about that today. Holla at your boy.
Well, retaliation's perfect because no one protected Carson when he went down. And it's time to protect our guy. And I want to set the record straight.
Yes. Yeah, what?
I was going to clean the coffee up that spilled.
You were not.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was.
Little messy boy. Only child mom will do it.
Yeah. No, you were not.
You're just waiting for your mom to come in and clean up the coffee.
Yep.
Let's be honest.
For sure.
It was drying and would have been fine.
See, now you went to it was dry.
Yeah, but
well,
still would have been a stain.
Anybody knows that dry coffee is not fine.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, it would have been wet anymore.
Unbelievable. Well, very believable, actually.
Yes.
Big show as always. Larry Anderson joins us at 3 o'clock, as he does every Wednesday at 3. Elliot Shore Parks will check in with us at 4 from Eagles OTAs, which he was able to watch today.
Yeah.
Find out who was there, who wasn't there.
Oh, yeah. Jalen was 8 for 8.
Ah, let's go. You mean Super Bowl MVP, Jalen?
That's right.
He of the dagger?
That's right.
How could he be better? How do you say that Josh Allen's better?
Class.
How could you possibly say that Josh Allen's a better quarterback? Thank you, B1!
And we do keep our name as the biggest Flyers show in Philadelphia, the only Flyers show with Flyers and 50 with Broads at 3:30. But we do have to start off with last night's game. And could everybody, like, put away the tough guy act for 10 seconds? I have been dealing now with, what, how many hours has this been? 16 hours of, we're gonna hit him! We gotta hit somebody.
That's right.
And then what, guys?
That's right.
Like, and then what?
Can
everyone grow up? Like, you hit them. The Phillies have a 1.5 game lead in the division. By the way, they have the best record in the National League. They are a game and a half away from having the fifth best record in the National League.
Perfect.
The game was 1-0. Win the game. What the Braves did is what an underdog does when they're trying to rile up the favorite, the big dog.
Yeah.
And you know what you do? You don't fall for what their trick is and put a guy on because they decided to put a guy on.
Just hit our star player and just let it go.
How about win the game? We won the game. Let's go win the game last night.
We're lucky Bryce Harper and those x-rays were negative.
We're also tough.
We're lucky.
Let's throw a baseball at the other guy.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah, let's just keep throwing baseballs at him. Then we're going to get into a fight.
Hold on.
Win the game.
Hold on.
Yeah,
hold
I'm on. Sorry. This no, is just no, ridiculous.
No, because quite frankly, I'm offended by this.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm offended by this.
Okay, all
considering, right. Considering this is how I sort of built my, this is me.
Well, but you play football.
Yeah, but okay, but hold on though. My point is this. It's about defending and protecting yours, which is our guy. And the guy's been hit 3 times in the last 4 games. That's first of all. I don't think there hasn't been any retaliation.
No, I don't think there has.
What is it, open season on hitting Bryce Harper? We just hit the guy until he's injured? All right, we're lucky he's not. I don't even know if he's going to play tonight, if there is a game tonight. I don't even know how long this is going to be. I'm just saying we're fortunate that the x-rays were negative. And quite frankly, with the Braves, I'm not going to sit here and say that I know that this was intentional from Strider. Here's what I will say. Guy has had control issues since he's come back. throwing the ball inside against a guy like Bryce Harper when you've already had control issues in your first few starts back is reckless within itself. And then there's the fact that there is a there's sort of a rivalry here with these two teams, a little back and forth with certain guys on the teams, although one guy isn't there anymore right now. He's been sent down, I believe, or was he DFA?
Yeah,
he's gone.
He's a Rocky.
Yeah, there you go. He's not even there anymore. Point I was making. My thing is, there's a history there. I don't like the smugness of the Braves. And quite frankly, I don't like the fact that Bryce Harper's been hit as frequently as he's been hit over the last few games. And the fact that we didn't do it last night, I'm already irritated by that. And I'm telling you, Spike, I stayed off Twitter on purpose, because I didn't want to get my emotions twisted up and going back and forth with people. Because quite frankly, winning that game last night, while it was nice that we won the game, that was sort of a consolation prize. Nobody cares about winning that game.
I care about winning
that game. No, nobody cares about winning that game. You set a precedent. You let these jokers know you don't be throwing inside against Bryce Harper, against Kyle Schwarber, against Trey Turner, and then you injure guys. The guy's out of the lineup, and we didn't do anything. That's what's wrong with baseball now. Right? That's what's wrong with baseball now. You want this whole let us police ourselves, written, unwritten rules of the game, and this and any other. And I see other teams that don't have a problem with retaliating and protecting their players and sending that message. But with the Phillies, this has been going back for years. So I'm not going to act as if this is something new. I'm not blaming Rob Thompson for this. Sort of me is blaming baseball. Then a large part of me is blaming the Phillies organization. Because somebody needs to step in and say something. This has been this like we the whole idea that we don't retaliate and hit other teams' players has been going on for years. We've been doing this. We've been having this discussion. Every time one of our guys get hit, we don't do anything about it. This guy's been hit 3 times in 4 games. Come on, man. Come on. Last night, somebody should have did something. And today, I'll take it. If the game happens and somebody gets hit, but something should have been done last night. Despite the game, it's May 27th.
We did do something.
Game May 27th doesn't matter to me in the win-loss column as much as protecting my star player.
We did do something.
I don't even care if we lost the game last night. I don't even care about that.
You know what? You would care.
I don't care. No, I wouldn't. I would have more respect if they had retaliated and hit one of the Braves, particularly Acuña Jr. If you had hit him, I would have felt better even if they lost the game last night. You can't tell me we as a fan base wouldn't have felt some sense of pride that we stood up for Bryce Harper and retaliated versus winning that game last night. Nobody cares about winning that game last night.
And then we'd all be crying that we lost the game because we didn't score any runs. Here's what happens.
Because retaliating is more important than winning that game last night.
You put a guy here. Here's what you're doing. The Atlanta Braves are looking for a spark. That's what they're looking for. So what you do is you hit a guy and you put a guy on first, and then the next guy hits a home run, and you know what you do? You spark them. There you go. There is it. That is a team that is just. For them to go on a winning streak, all it takes is the first game. I don't want them woken up. If they want to try to start a fight with the Phillies, let them try. You know how we got back at them? Ranger pick six.
Are we the fightings?
Ranger pitch six scoreless. Then Kirkering pitched scoreless inning. Then Strom pitched a scoreless inning. Awesome. Then Romano went in there 1-2-3, and we win the game 2-0. And those guys are 3 games under 500, and they're 9.5 games behind us in the NL East. Let them try to get a spark. I just like this whole thing. Oh, let's start a fight. Let's throw baseballs at them.
Yeah,
let's win games. That's what I want out of this season.
I would have sacrificed winning the game last night.
Oh, I would not have.
I would have.
Jack, Mr. Baseball, Jackie Baseball, what are you thinking over there?
I only got one comment.
Yeah.
Someone's got to wear one tonight. This is the problem with the analytics and the dorks that have gotten in the game. All you worry about is win probability. What about team?
Yeah.
There's no I in team. There's no win probability in team. Team. And that's what this is about. This is about protecting Bryce. And I wonder if Bryce felt a certain way. I'm sure they're glad they won. By the way, they could have won. And also drilled someone at the same time.
Well, but Ranger put guys on every inning. You want to make it more difficult on them. I don't want to make it more difficult.
You want to win last night's game? I agree. Last night's game's fine. It's a one-run game. We don't need to plunk someone. Someone's got to wear it tonight then. Whether it's Acuna, I want Wheeler in the first inning to do it. I just think it's such a good rallying moment for this
yes!
team. It matters.
Yeah. Yes!
It does. It matters more than wins.
You know
it
what?
Does!
After you hit him, watch a curse at him and point at him. Then he'll really feel it.
Yeah.
That'll like, bring a team closer together.
About?
It does. It brings teams closer together.
All these I hear kind of... about is that this team is tight. And we don't need to throw baseballs at the Braves for these guys to be tight.
Have some stones.
Win games.
Have some stones.
Win games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They are winning games.
They are winning games!
Yeah, so I want to keep winning games.
Yeah, you can win a game with allowing a base runner. It's one base runner.
I don't want to wake up the Braves.
You're not going to wake up the Braves. They're dead, dormant, 9.5 games out.
Oh, somebody clip that.
Yeah,
Play it back for me in the middle of September when they're 3 games out.
Why are you so happy?
All right. I'm not happy. Maybe I have money on them, but I'm not happy. 215-592-9494. Do you want the Phillies to hit a Brave? Tough guys. Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Why would I even throw the baseball? Just charge them at the plate. You lunatics.
Yeah, that's right. Hit somebody. Somebody needs to wear one in the ribs tonight.
Corey in Columbus here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hell yeah, Spike. I don't know. What's this soft stuff you got going on now? You care about wins. Man, I don't want to hear about that. No.
Now I care about wins. The whole point is wins, Corey.
Oh, now wins matter today. But, you know, that's a different topic. But, you know, you hit somebody in the rear. You know what I'm saying? Hit somebody tonight. Who, I don't care who it is. Acuna, he coming back. Hit him. Bryce Harper, the leader of the team. I've been saying this. This team is too soft. We don't got no dogs out there. We don't got no Pat Bevs, no Draymond Greens, no Sidney Browns on the Philadelphia Phillies. We need somebody like that. You know, a Papelbon that will slap you in your
Papelbon would definitely hit you.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We need somebody like that. I love it. Like, the Phillies is winning. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you hit them. Like, hey, and don't get me wrong, you know, Mr. Strider, you know, Columbus, Ohio, born and raised. That's my boy. But, hey, man, Bryce Harper, my boy Moore. And if I was out there, I would have charged him down, you know.
Exactly.
Do you think he hit him on purpose?
I don't know.
I don't see him on purpose, but we know the Braves do not like Bryce Harper, right?
Yeah.
We know that. You talking about a guy who always send you home, right? A guy you don't want to see? When they see that guy, it's like when Josh Allen see Patrick Mahomes. He know that guy gonna send him home. He know that guy when he line up against that dude, he gonna send him home. And that's what it is. You know, the old attaboy Harper when Arcia was here.
Yep.
You know what happened.
Yep.
And how did you get back at him? Hitting a home run, not throwing a baseball at him.
But this is the difference though, the Braves is like beneath us now. So y'all trying to injure our guy. So y'all, and I've always said this, when y'all go low, I go to the basement. So y'all want to go low and hit my guy? Hey, okay. We got something for you tonight. We got something for you. I don't care who it is.
Yeah.
Hit him in the face.
Well, let's not go there for
him. Stab him. Why don't we stab him?
Let's stab him.
Get one of those ninja stars. Baseball? Ninja star, back pocket, throw it at him. Watch him get out of the way of that.
You got to let him know that we ain't soft, man. See?
Guys.
When people try you, that means they soft. You know what I'm saying? They think you soft.
It means they're desperate. It means they're desperate.
Did you watch the game under a blanket last night?
I did, actually.
Hey,
it was chilly in my living room.
Real quick, to close out the call. 8 for 8.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Let's get the parade ready.
Who went 8 for 8? What happened?
He's talking about Jalen.
It was 8 for 8.
Oh. What, in practice?
Yeah. Hey, go Fields, baby. Go Fields.
All right.
There it is.
I didn't see that. Did Elliot put that out or something?
He did.
Oh, okay.
He did. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. Training camp stats, Elliot. Yeah. You kidding me?
He told me don't pay attention to it.
Do you think
this isn't training camp?
Do you think the Phillies are soft?
Well,
I think the game's changed. I think the game's changed.
The Phillies specifically.
I don't think they're soft. I think
could they be tougher?
Yeah, they could be tougher. Yeah, they could be tougher.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could. Come on. I was supposed to,
I'm glad you admitted that. Yes.
But tell me. Yeah. Come on, man. First inning. Whole crowd just,
yes,
just rise.
No, man, we would love that,
dude.
Man.
Walking in there, a little blood coming out of the mouth.
You know what I like
45,000.
You know what I like
not
better?
Not from the players. Talking about
three
the
up, three down, three strikeouts.
No,
strikeout
but dude,
the side.
Man. Imagine if Wheeler just drills the guy the first. It doesn't have to be. Just drill him in the ribs. It's fine.
Yeah, like, yeah, we don't need to do what Corey said.
Yeah, Corey's wants blood. I just imagine the crowd rising to his feet because everyone feels this kind of moment. Yeah, happening.
And then a double in the gap.
He's only going to be on first base.
The double in the gap. We can get a give him a run.
Oh my God! Is the game over?
The crowd
you're just
is gonna go
this is the
nuts.
Problem with dorks and nerds in sports. Like it's one run.
The
Who
crowd
cares?
Is, the crowd is gonna go nuts.
It's gonna be
it was
electric.
1-0. By the way,
hold on. Do you remember the shift with Claude Giroux? You remember when Giroux lit up Sidney Crosby?
That's
the
right.
Shift.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
this
right.
is part
start
of what
the,
this city.
The game. That's
the
right.
Dawkins hit on Crumpler.
That's right.
Like who could forget these great moments?
And who could forget all the championships that Dawk and Giroux led us to after that?
Well, it's a bit. May, yeah, hold no on, offense. Take a deep breath. Yeah, I mean, sorry. I know you're trying to make a point, but it's May 28th. Like, come on. You don't need to throw Doc and Giroux's entire
you
career under the bus.
You started.
No, when you get back to a corner, you turn into a nasty argument.
Yeah, I do.
It's
I
not
do.
Fair.
I do.
It's if they score a run, whatever. It's Zach Wheeler. You don't
won nothing last night. I feel a lot better us winning that
it's
game.
It's AJ Smith Shaver tonight. It's not Spencer Strider.
I've never heard of that guy.
I know.
Yeah. I'm telling you, with me, it's simple. I wouldn't have cared if they lost last night. I would have had more respect for what they did and what they stood up for and sacrificed the game. I'm okay with that. Now, I'm not telling you, had they lost 5 out of the last 10 games, would I feel differently? Of course I would. The circumstances matter. So, yeah, the fact that they've won 9 out of the last 10 games, had the best record in baseball in May, they can afford to lose a game. It's not like they're not going to lose a game the rest of the year. They're going to lose a game.
I don't want them to be punked anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, sick of this.
Do you know when they got punked against New York Mets, not because somebody threw a baseball at them,
okay,
but because they got shut down by the New York Mets. And all I've heard that like about the Phillies so far this year is okay, they beat up on bad teams. So we're facing a good team last night. Let's go get the win. Let's prove that we are an actual good team instead of just a team that beats up on bad teams. Like, I could care less if Spencer Strider like lost control of a ball and it hit. I don't want
Bryce
to get injured.
What if
Bryce
was out for
injured.
The next 4 to 6 weeks?
I don't think he threw it at him.
No, but I'm saying, what if he was out for the next 4 to 6 weeks?
It would be terrible. And it would be no better if
and
we
shouldn't know anything about it. The guy gets hit 3 out of the last 4 games.
So Spencer Strider's control is going to be better if Ranger
it's not,
Suarez
it's the
hits
principle
somebody?
Of it. It's the principle. It doesn't matter. I don't think he did it on purpose. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't even care that he didn't do it on purpose.
It's part of the game.
Yeah.
It's part of the game. Someone's got to wear it. I used to throw at people back in the day. I mean, it's part of the game.
You know what? I think more of them should chew tobacco, too.
Yeah.
You want steroids
yeah,
back
Yeah, come on. Steroids, tobacco. Come on, man. 215-592.
Well, that's when they were men.
94-94. Yes, they were. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Good afternoon, man.
What's up, Chris?
What's up, Chris?
Well, there's only two men in this show.
I use that word loosely when we're talking.
I'm not the one staring at other guys in the urinal, big boy.
Oh,
I was going. I was looking at them from behind.
Oh, were you?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't like I was looking over. I wasn't looking over.
Yeah.
I don't know how it turned around on me. Yeah. Those guys are being the D's.
All right.
Jack, did you have the strap on?
That all was right, to lift something.
Right,
that was to lift right, something.
Yeah. All right, let's move back.
It was a
to
dresser.
Those.
Yeah, let's get
back to porn stash pitcher and his smug little chuckle during that post game press conference. Dude, he deserves to take one either in the ribs or right between the shoulders.
Well, how are you going
to
hit Spencer Strider? You going to throw it into the dugout?
Well,
might as well, tough guys.
You can't get him. So
throw
in
the dugout.
Hit, yeah, I'm all.
Maybe if he's doing sprints before the game, you could just level him.
You let go of a bat. But here's the thing. I'd rather see them do it to Acuna.
Yes.
But here's the thing, guys. So you got to remember, of course, all the athletes on the show were all for this. The only guy that's against it is, you know, somebody else.
Just because your T-shirt is too tight doesn't make you an athlete, buddy.
Together.
You know, get yourself an XL, and then we'll talk about who's an athlete. All right, I'm sorry.
So this is just like when a manager goes out there and fights for a call. These things pull teams together. So that's what I'm all for. And Spike, you know what? You're a total fraud because you're talking about taking an L in May when you rooted for your team that would have scheduled losses. And I remember you getting upset that much about scheduled losses.
What are we talking about?
Getting, Sixers. Getting retaliation with Glenn Rivers there, yes. Taking schedule losses.
Oh, yeah.
Mike talked about that all the time.
I was a big Doc Rivers guy. I had a poster in my...
You're talking about being a tough guy, but yeah, you're yelling at people driving down the street, raising your arms at them. But, like, you know, get retaliation. So, speaking of soft behavior, I got to square some things with this here show. First of all, Ike, what in the world is going on? Last week, I hear you getting beat up by your cousin. You got to eat sand. Like, come on, man.
Female cousin at that.
He's a little kid. Spike, give him a break.
Spike, and you know what, Jack? Be careful. Spike spent last week cozying up with his boy, the Muppet Weasel. Muppet Weasel was flattering him during the debate, trying to sway him and all that stuff. With the camera. Spike was doing that to the camera. But you know what? Remember, Spike's the one that let the camera off the hook during the trial. So I got my eye on you, Spike.
All right? You have that on your ledger, though.
I judged it fair and square. And also, when was I cozying up to the camera?
Like you were during the debate. You were kissing his rear end, and he was kissing yours.
No, I wasn't. Check the tape.
It was disgusting. And while we're on it, the other guy that needs to be addressed on this show is Mr. Fritz.
Okay.
Because,
finally,
you know, the guy falls asleep watching a Phillies game because he says on social media he was too tired watching Jill chase his kids around all day and he fell asleep. I mean, lock in, guys. You know, I'm seeing a lot of softness here. Order yourself, place an order. You'll get a discreet package in the mail, and let's go. Toughen up. Harden up. Lock in.
Promo code 94.
See ya.
First month free.
That's pretty good, Chris. I'm okay with that one.
Since when is Chris also an athlete? So I understand Ike's athlete
I think he played
stuff.
At one of the branch campuses of Penn State baseball.
Oh, Penn State Delco, maybe?
Yeah, like Penn State Brandywine,
Penn State
maybe.
Granite Mall.
Penn State Delco.
Yeah.
That's what it used to be called that.
And
I used to call it Penn State Granite Run because it was right near the Granite Run Mall.
Yeah, it's Penn State Brandywine now.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And God bless. My wife went there, so I don't want to insult it too much.
But well, nailed it. Yeah. No, well, he definitely didn't insult it at all.
No. Well, she was going to go to main campus and then decide, oh, look, I'll tell her whole story.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, but I think Chris eventually got to main campus.
Yeah.
But I believe he played baseball on one of the branch campuses.
He's like, oh, I'm an athlete. Look how big I am. It's like, settle down, buddy.
Put the guns away.
Yeah, put the guns away. You're an XL. Like, just get the right t-shirt size.
Get the right size.
Yeah. Everybody can look huge if their t-shirt's too small.
Yeah.
I could do the same thing.
Well.
Well, probably not.
Man, what a day.
Yeah.
Doesn't this just make you so happy?
It does.
This is WIP, WIP.
By the way, don't tell LA about when we have Larry Anderson on at 3 coming up, don't tell him my position on this.
Well, yeah, I think he already had an idea.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Just don't tell him.
Pretty sure he knows.
The funniest part is Giglio. I mean, a little tough guy Giglio in there wants to drill someone.
Yeah, that's the side that you're on.
I don't know if he had an IPA before the show.
So know that you're the only host that isn't about drilling the guy. The camera wants to drill.
Well, and Seltzer. Seltzer's like, it's not part of the camera. I don't want to see someone get
the whole morning show tough guys, I guess. I'm sure Rhea wanted to hit somebody.
Oh, definitely. Man, you kidding me?
You know our girl Rhea definitely wants somebody drilled.
Rhea
in
probably wants somebody hit before anything even happened.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
She just wants to throw at Josh Harris.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. 215-592-9494. Larry Anderson joins us at 3. Do you think the Phillies...
I guarantee you he wants a bow tie.
Yes.
He said that within 30 seconds of Bryce getting hit, he said someone needs to be retaliation.
Do you think the Phillies should retaliate? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show at Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.